He came before him? Okay, please.
My name is Ambalavanan. I belong to a faith, Hindu faith. So I am 64 years, a retired person. Throughout my life, my observation of all the religions, this is my perception. I am not casting any aspirations. The meaning of forgetfulness and forgiveness and tolerance. Is it wanting in this religion? Because the way in which you have put the invitation, the aftermath of the September 11th incident, the Islam's tolerance and Islam's forgiveness principle need much more explanation or much more level of tolerance.
Like could you come closer to the mic, please?
Yeah. Because I find that Islam, it's only my perception, it's not my view, doesn't have that much of tolerance and forgiveness as other religions. Please.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I would suggest that you read the life of the Prophet. Read about the life of the Prophet to see where tolerance and forgiveness is expressed, you know, as the originator of the final message of Islam, to see how it is expressed there. And if you read also the Quran, you will find tolerance and forgiveness and mercy expressed throughout it. In fact, each chapter of the Quran is begun with the phrase Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful. So that is the teaching of Islam. If you find some Muslims intolerant, and I won't deny that they may not have been, and they're not around today too, that is their individual practices or ignorance or whatever, emotionality or whatever. But that is not the teaching of Islam. If we consider, for example, the greatest example, one of the big examples from the life of the Prophet, that when he was driven out of Mecca with his followers, and followers were murdered, their wealth taken, eventually, after some 10 years, he came back and reconquered Mecca without a fight. Mecca surrendered. And the people of Mecca were wondering what is going to happen to us, because how we treated you previously, we killed you and did all these different things to you. Then they were expecting what they normally do when they capture an area is they kill everybody. They slaughter them, they take their women and wealth, and this is what they were doing. So they asked him, what are you going to do to us? You know, you are one of us. Are you going to be merciful to us? He said, go all of you, you are free. Go all of you, you are free. That was his magnanimity. That was his generosity. That was his kindness. That was his tolerance. You know, and that is the example throughout actually is Muslim history. If we look at the great points, we look at the difference between when Salahuddin, if you're looking at conquering, for example, when Salahuddin conquered Palestine. Palestine had been conquered by the Crusaders 100 years before. And when they came in, according to Crusader history, they massacred all of the inhabitants. Their horses marched in the streets with blood up to the ankles of the horses. They massacred not only the Muslims, but the Jews who were there, as well as the Christians who didn't follow their own brand of Christianity. And when Salahuddin conquered Jerusalem, He spared everyone. He spared everyone. No life was taken. And that was in keeping with the example of the Prophet. Before him, Omar, the second caliph, took Jerusalem. And he did the same. So there was an example set by the Prophet. Historically, people follow that example for the most part, but there are examples in history where people didn't. So when we are to look at these different examples, we judge them according to the original example. We say, well, this is what Islam actually taught, but these people did something other than its teachings. So Islam really is a religion full of tolerance, full of forgiveness. But sometimes we find that Muslims aren't.
Yes, sir.